Hey, how's everybody doing? Hey, what is up? Hey, so me, Nina, and Reina checked out of the Airbnb today, and now I'm at my friend's house. We're in La La Land. She has two cats. They're so cute. Can I post pictures of your cats? Okay. Okay. All right. I'll post a picture of her cats later. They're so cute. Okay. Okay. Yeah, she said that her cats don't normally come up to people, but they let me rub their belly, so that was so cute. The cat was on the floor. On its back, like rub my belly, so I did. It was very cute. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Anti-social cats. Yeah. Very cute. I've been told to keep my suitcase closed in case they might walk inside. Oh. A cat whisperer. I'm actually not. I actually used to be sort of a little bit allergic to cats, but I seem to be fine right now, so I might be okay. Yeah. Not all cats will tolerate that. That is true. That is true. They might walk inside and go to Japan with me. Oh no. I don't think she'll let me kidnap her cats. Oh my God. I've had plenty like that. They only like you to pet them when they want to be pet. That's true. Yeah. Maybe I'm a cat whisperer. I don't know. I think that depends on the cat, to be honest. It's much more dependent on the cat's personal sense of comfort than anything else. But yeah, whew. Oh my God. Reyna's suitcase this morning. Holy crap. So we left the Airbnb, right? Nina had left first because she needed to be somewhere. But then me and Reyna left after, and then she had her she was like rolling her suitcase on concrete because we were going to go to a cafe before anything. We were going to hang out a little bit. And then, like, she was rolling her suitcase on concrete, but I was like, oh, you're not using your handle? And she was like, yeah, the handle of my suitcase actually doesn't come up. So she was like pulling her suitcase by like the other handle that doesn't come up, right? Like, she was like pulling it, like, kind of, you know, leaning a little and pulling it, you know, because the handle doesn't extend. And I was like, wow, that's jank. You should buy a new suitcase. I was like, suitcases, you know, big suitcases you buy them on Amazon aren't that expensive. You could just get a new suitcase. There are some like not that expensive ones online. So it was crazy. But then as you were saying that, I kept rolling my suitcase and she was behind me. And then like when she lifted her suitcase up one of the pavement things, it got like stuck on the concrete or something, and then like when it dropped down, the zipper just like exploded, like it just opened up, like you know when you have a zipper and then both sides are open, so then you're like, well, now it's stuck. I can't zip it right or left, so that happened, and then we were just like on the sidewalk at the nanake what do you call those? Intersection. At the intersection, we were just there. Nanake. We just try. I sat. I was like, "Do you need me to sit on your suitcase so that you can try and get the zipper back in?" And she was like, "Yes, please." So I sat on her suitcase while she was trying to zip it back, but it was stuck. So And then a passerby came by and helped her zip it back together. Yeah, the crosswalk. That's right. I was like, there's a word that describes an intersection where it uses the shape of the intersection. Describe it exactly. A crosswalk. There we go. I was trying to think of it. Yeah, uneven concrete on the sidewalk. Exactly. I wish I was a suitcase. Oh my god. Yeah, I was trying my best to give it my best weight. But it was a very full... I think she should... Reina said she had 5 pairs of shoes, just in case. I don't think I've seen her wear all 5 pairs, so I think she did need to pack 5 pairs. The 50-pound limit? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I only brought 2 pairs of shoes, too, so my sneakers and a pair of boots, that's it. I'm very minimum. Yeah, there were 5 pairs of shoes, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she needed 5 pairs. Yeah, she was prepared for anything, just in case. She packed everything. Yeah. Underpacking? Yeah. I don't even own 5 pairs. All right. No, she had everything contained. It was okay. So everything was fine after. And then we actually managed to get her a new suitcase. We were at this shop, big shop that sells a lot of stuff, and they had a suitcase section, and we were looking at the suitcases to like repack her things, and then it was crazy. The suitcases were so expensive. They were like $300. Well, I'll let her talk about that. But it was fine. We managed to fix her suitcase. We like fixed it. We fixed it, as in it got zipped back together, so it was going to be fine. Yeah. We were looking at the big suitcases, and they were like $300. And we were like, whoa! They're too expensive to take on a plane. You just shove everything in the backpack. You need a really big... I don't know, like, sometimes... Was this Samsonite? Maybe? I don't remember. It might have been Samsonite, yeah. They were so expensive. I think those were the only options, too. Yeah. Where are we shopping? I mean, I won't really say, but it was really expensive. Yeah, they really abused the suitcase. I bought this, like, really cute light-colored suitcase. Like, it was, like, a lighter color. And then after the first time I used it, and I had it go through like the baggage check, and it came back and had so many marks on it. I was so sad. So I guess that's what happens to light colored luggage. Yeah, it was not the same color. It was not the same anymore after it came back from the war. So yeah, it was a different suitcase when it came out. Yeah. They don't care at all, I know. They just throw it around, huh? Yeah, so you really have to, like, wrap your stuff properly before you pack it. They rush them to be fast. Yeah, and especially, like, on my way here, also, like, we all, like, boarded the plane in my transfer, and then they deplaned us because there was a technical issue with the plane. And then they were like, okay, we're going to replane you guys on a different plane from a different gate. But we're also going to need to move all of your suitcases. Hold on, the cat is doing something to my suitcase. What are you doing? Oh, it looked over. Hey, what are you doing? Is it licking or biting? It's okay. It's funny. It's fine. It's smell. Hopefully, just smelling the wheels. They have automatic sorting mechanisms. Literally slam your luggage around. Right. Mostly done by machines. Yeah. Like, they had to repack all the suitcases from one plane to the other, and they had to try and do it so fast. So I'm sure the stuff really gets like thrown around. Yeah. This is why I hate flying.
My biggest fear is losing my suitcase. Oh my gosh, actually, on my way, when I came back from Canada, one of my coworkers, she instead of flying back to Japan, she had a stop at New York to go do some stuff. I don't know. She had like a Oh, it was the coworker I told you who does like part-time modeling. And I think she had a photo shoot in New York. So she stopped by there, but then they lost all her luggage. Like she flew to New York and they freaking lost all her luggage. So she all my stuff. Yeah. They found it later, like a few days later. It was awful. Yeah, I don't know, how do you just lose your luggage for a couple days and you get it back? I think she did something to the airline where I don't remember what it was. Oh, I think she went to the luggage place where you tell them that they lost your luggage, and she was like bawling. She was just like crying, like at the counter, and then they found her suitcase, and they found it. Yeah, she was so stressed. She was like, "No, all my stuff," and she was like crying. And then they made a few phone calls, and they found her suitcase. Yeah, so good for her. They found it. Yeah. Oh my God, I remember she told the story though. That would stress me out so much. I would like imagine traveling for like so long and then you arrive and then you don't have your stuff. It's the worst. So don't put anything that you actually need in your suitcase. Yeah. O only clothes. 'Cause you could buy new clothes, but like don't put like your laptop or like your I don't know. Don't put stuff that you really need in your suitcase. I went to one place and the luggage went somewhere else. Oh my God. That would stress me out. I can't. When stuff like that, this is the kind of stuff I have nightmares about, like small things going wrong. I have so many nightmares about missing flights. Wait. I'm trying to remember what I dreamed about the night before, because I remember it was something work or stream related, and it was like really stressful. I just have these like small inconveniences type nightmares where it's like so many things that I don't want to happen would happen. As long as the tags are on the case, they should be found. Yeah. I try to st keep all my expensive stuff in my carry-on. Right, that makes sense. I have my parents lost the case once and never found it again. I guess it just depends. Maybe they just dropped it, literally. Yeah. I only take carry on. Yeah, if you don't travel for long, then carry on's totally fine. Yeah. But I have like quite a bit of clothes in mine. Yeah. The scariest thing with suitcases, there isn't anything stopping someone else from just taking yours off the belt. Right. Oh, did I tell the story of when I was younger and I went on this camping trip that was like from my school. It was like for a week. It was like this thing where you do like a week of like activities. It wasn't camping. It was like away from home, and then you do all these outdoor activities with like your classmates, and you have these camp leaders and stuff. But me and one of the girls who was like an older like camp leader, had the same backpack. So then when we got back, and then they just put all of our bags like on the ground for us to pick up. We took each other's backpack and went home. And then when I went home, it was like, oh, this is not my stuff. We had to swap backpacks. First time hearing story. Yeah, isn't it really awkward just to have somebody else's stuff? Yeah. The baggage claim is a gotcha. We'll pick a bag and see where you get. No way. You wanna, yeah, I guess you kind of want to have like ugly baggage so people wouldn't pick yours, huh? They'd be like, oh, this suitcase kind of nice. I'm gonna steal this bag. That'd be awful. Put an air tag on your suitcase so you can track it. That makes sense. Oh, I'm gonna drink some water. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, well, that was a long time ago. That was when I was a kid. But we had the same backpack, me and the camp leader. At least it didn't have anything strange. No, it was just my camp stuff, like sweaty clothes and stuff. I didn't have anything weird. My friend and I have the same credit card, and we swap them at dinner. Y'all have the same name too. I had that happen with an instrument when I was a kid. I picked up the empty case and they took mine. Oh, wait, they couldn't tell it was your instrument? Oh. Sweaty clothes. It was sweaty clothes of me as a kid. I tie a bunch of stuff to it so it stands out. Okay, yeah. Like, make it ugly. People bring weird stuff. I used to have to connect lost bags owners. Wait, you did that as like a job, like at the airport, or that's kind of interesting. I tend to get like sleepy at around like 4 or 5, and then I'm okay again like later in the night. It's kind of interesting. Maybe it's my jet lag. My 4 p.m. sleepiness is like my jet lag. I can't tell you why they didn't tell me sooner. They preferred your instrument. I don't know. Put a lot of anime stickers on it. You did? That's interesting. Lost and found. Slap duct tape on it so it looks like it's falling apart. Oh my gosh. That makes true. That's true. Oh, so you have to like look inside people's bags to match the bag owner with the things inside the bag, right? And then it's like they ask you what is inside the bag. I tend to get sleepy right after I wake up. Mood. How's the adjustment coming time-wise? I don't know. This time it's been better because like I've been able to wake up a little later. I didn't really, when I was in Canada, I had to wake up really early every day because every day started at like 8 a.m. So I had to be up at like 6:30, 7 every morning. So I didn't really get time to like sleep in or be able to like adjust the body clock. I had to immediately be like ready, you know? So that was kind of tough. Put a little sticker on it. Wow. If the bag looks the same, they may have to look inside. Ah, okay. Because people have to describe what they have in their bags to match it, since sometimes the tags come off. Ah, okay, true. Yeah. Does your friend know you're a VTuber? Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting, like the she's looking at the chat.
I just wanted to see what it would look like.
Oh, okay. It's just a YouTube chat. Okay. It's just a YouTube chat. They're asking when you're debuting. They're asking when is your debut. Yeah, I don't think she's debuting as a VTuber. That'd be weird if she didn't. You're just talking to I know if she didn't how do I explain what I'm doing right now? I'm just talking to my mom. I don't know. No, it was like if they're like if you didn't know what I was doing, how would I explain to you what I'm doing right now without telling you that I was a VTuber? I'll be like, I'm just chatting with my mom. I don't know.
I don't think there's any good way.
Yeah.
I don't think if people, like people don't know. Like maybe a group Zoom?
A group Zoom,
I
like
don't know.
where it's like silent, but I'm not wearing headphones.
Oh, you have to put in like AirPods or something.
Like pretend that my AirPods are working, but it's
Yeah.
actually not working. No. Okay, yes. Okay, that would work. Yeah, I would wear AirPods, but they're not actually connected. Okay, and then pretend I'm talking to a bunch of people. Yeah, maybe. Oh yeah, that would work. Yeah. So that's how I'm like answering different questions. Oh man.
It's so cold today, too. It's okay. I'm gonna start wearing very warm clothes. Is it Gorilla streams all week? Yes. Also, I think I'll be streaming tomorrow. Probably when I'm awake. I don't know, morning or afternoon, something like that. Yeah. You like the new art, by the way? Oh yeah, you guys all seen the new art? Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. Okay, I woke up this morning. Okay, the prompt. Wait, actually, you know what? Let me just check what was the prompt for this art, because I'm very sure that I didn't specify those things in the prompt. I was like, there's no way that I did. Let me see. What was the original prompt? I see. Okay. I asked for to be drawn in a bathrobe, and I asked for the bathrobe to be slightly loose, I guess. That was like sort of the wording. And then I even had a pose and clothing reference. Wait, let me look at the reference. I'm pretty sure the reference was actually kind of normal. Okay, the reference. Okay, the reference pose was really normal, but the reference pose was really normal, but it's kind of interesting. Yeah. Is it colder here in Japan? It's really warm in Japan. It's 19 degrees Celsius in Japan right now, which is like 70. It's quite warm. Is it 70? 70, 60? 60, 70, 70, 70. Yeah. Layer on the socks. Even with socks layers, it's not working. It's really cold. It was spicy. Yeah. The wedding dress one I really love too. Did you guys see the wedding dress one yesterday? That was so good. Was not expecting something like that to pop out today. Yeah. When I woke up this morning, my eyes popped out of my sockets. I see more than enough. Is it on Twitter? I don't know. I was just searching anime bathrobe and I found a reference that I like. Yeah, I didn't specify that much about like the specific things, and there was a lot of artistic liberty. Well, that artist does like kind of art like that. If you look at their other skips, I like the style. Yeah. Optimal temperature range? Yeah. It was amazing. Great, great. Every morning in Canada. Oh, actually, maybe, yeah. Because it never stays on entirely, so you just like just give up, you know, halfway through. You just give up. Yeah. New skills are super nice. Yeah. I meant your art, Nani. What about my art? Sorry, what was your previous question? Which art is it on Twitter? Yes, it's on Twitter. Both art's on Twitter. Ah, you can check the tag instead if you would like to see, if you like to filter for it. The art tag will have all the art. I have it all in it. Yeah, Skeb, you get what you get sometimes. Sometimes it's so good. This piece, the bathrobe piece today, was like 9,500 yen, which is really good for that quality, I think. Kind of amazing for that quality. Ooh, Kickstarter merch. Nice. Nice. Yeah. Really like the style they use. Ooh, yeah. I really like the color. And this artist gave me all the layers separated too. I was so happy. So I have the version with just the body and then without the lighting as well. So I can use it in other kinds of thumbnails with other backgrounds, which is off, which is awesome. The quality is really good. It is, isn't it? A, hold on.
Just the doikoto? Just the body? What do you mean, not the clothes? You haven't gotten an email about the stuff yet? Did you back the Kickstarter? Do you have the Kickstarter merch? I don't know. What level do you have to be to get the merch? Is there a not safe for work version for that one? No, there isn't. That's the one. That's the one version. Sometimes you win the scab lottery. Indeed. Indeed. I never got an email. You had a layer of just the body? No, just the body as in without the background. Not like the body includes the bathrobe. Like the character layer and the background layer is separate. Yeah. Did you see the Marvel the other day? I did. I haven't had time to be on a PC to request the skebs. I can do it tomorrow. Can you send me a reminder message tomorrow? Is that okay? I'm gonna forget. Yeah. Yeah. $100 plan? Okay. You should be able to get it then. Yeah, some people have started receiving theirs, but I don't know if they get like an email about it or what. I don't think I want anyone to see them. Yeah, I guess like before you hand it off, you can just like merge them maybe. Layers of clothing? No, it's never that layered out. Usually artists will give you just the character layer and the background layer separate if they even do that. But a lot of artists don't. Oh my god, the cats are just staring at me. It's so funny. they're part of this Twitter space audience. Yeah, just want to make sure it didn't bug out. No, I saw it. Sorry about the number. No worries. I enjoy receiving them. I sent you some of the art that I had done. Yeah, I got that. I was able to download it. Thank you. They have good taste. It says estimated delivery March, so I'm in no rush. Yeah, apparently some people started receiving them, so I guess it just depends. But I guess if you're worried, you can ask management about it. Some are a bit paranoid about people finding the secrets. Like art-wise? I see. That can make sense. Yeah. Wow. I don't know if the cats are doing that. Let's see. Oh, I should try the blister band-aid for my blister. Let me go get it. I think it's in my pocket. Let's see. In the pocket? Here. Okay. You're funny like that sometimes. Yeah. No, it's healing, but like it kinda hurts. So I'm gonna just use. Interesting. These things are smaller than I thought. Oh, it's like a tiny little band-aid. Wait, how do I even? What? I don't understand. Gently stretch the dressing horizontally to break release liner. Remove one side of the liner. What? I'm trying to understand how to use this, so I remove it. Do not lift and restick. Interesting. Adhesive bandages. Oh, so you stick the whole thing on your blister. The whole thing just goes on your blister. Yeah, can you hear this? It's a blister band-aid. It's a special kind, I think. I guess you just... You stick the whole thing on your blister, I guess. Interesting. Okay, I guess you just stick this on until it heals. Huh. I feel like even applying pressure onto it kind of hurts. Okay, well. Okay, well, you can hear it. Okay. Yeah. It's the whole thing is an adhesive, so I was kind of surprised. I was expecting there to be like a spot in the middle where the wound would go, but there isn't. So the whole thing sticks. Yeah. I hope it doesn't come off. Yeah. How would you sum up your first VTuber con experience? It was really interesting to meet everybody like through the screen, and also, I think we were kind of wary at first about like having audio on in case like, oh, what if people come over and they like say weird stuff that would be bad to show on stream. So when management told us that we had to, you know, actually stream the con, we were kind of hesitant. We were like, oh really, like it's streamed live, we have to put the screen on the TV, we had to put the screen like on the stream and like actually just show what people are doing and saying. So it's like, what if people like show stuff that like you don't want in the stream, which I guess does happen sometimes, but not nearly as frequently as we thought it might. And most people were like really nice actually, so that's good. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it was interesting, the one kid that came over and was like, what's your favorite anime? Yeah, could I put a delay to the YouTube? But then the interaction with the chat wouldn't be live. The thing is, like, I think it would be better to be able to maybe delay the con video. I don't know, but no, but then my reaction wouldn't be live. It would be weird. Yeah, it all worked out. Yeah. Akari will beat them up. Yes, she will. Some people didn't realize they were live, right? We were saying next time maybe we can have a mic attached to the camera, so then it's really obvious that you can talk into it, so that it's live. Because some people didn't realize there was a camera, and they didn't realize there was like a microphone, like they could hear us. Yeah, follow her on Twitch, right? Yeah. That was funny. I had a poke bowl for dinner. It was a tuna poke bowl, but I actually ordered mixed greens for base, but they gave me rice. So I complained to Uber, and they refunded the money, so we had free dinner. Oh, but just between you and me, the good news that I talked about a couple days ago was actually, I didn't want to write this out on Twitter, because, you know, they have, like, social listening and stuff, they're gonna find out. But, like, basically, I landed in America, and I checked, like, my Uber app. I opened it, and then I saw I had, like, $500 of Uber cash. And I was like, what? Why do I have $500 of Uber cash? And I checked the history, right? And I think maybe, like, one of the customer service people who in Japan was going to give me a 500 yen voucher, but they put... But, like, my account is, like, US or something, and they gave me $500. Yeah. And I was like, what? I was like, why do I have so much Uber cash? It's like, I can't even use this because I'm never here. I'm never here. I can't use this. I can't use this money when I'm not here. So I didn't even know I had this money until I came here. Like, you can't see your Uber cash when you're outside of the US. So I didn't know that I had that. they didn't know too, probably. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Exactly. Yeah. What was the bad luck? The bad luck was the delay in the transfer when we had to get the plane, and I was like, oh god, this is the price of getting $5 from Uber. Thanks, Uber. It's their angel investor money. Just a little money from Uber's investors. It's okay. $500 is a drop in the bucket for them. I was chosen for free Uber rides. Oh my gosh. $500 is not going to cover free Uber rides for the year if I actually take Uber rides that often. Yeah. No, just the last couple of days, I demolished half of it because that was how we ended up using it as the way me, Nina, and Reyna traveled. I offered to call every time. Yeah. Exactly. I can't use that money unless I'm here. So that's why I'm like, I'm going to use it because I don't know when I'll be back. Maybe I will be back for a while. So I'm just like, I'm going to use all the money. Yeah. That's a good trade. I guess so. Yeah. Now it's a good trade. Now that Gen 1 and Gen 2 are getting 3D, I wonder how the setup would be like for the next con. I don't know, actually. I mean, we definitely do want to do performances, but it's possible the performances themselves could be pre-recorded to minimize scuff. And then, like, the live interactions could be live, you know? Something like that. That's definitely something we could do. Yeah, saved me some money, indeed. We're if not to be outdoors longer than you need to be. Yeah. Yeah, a VR chat thing. I did see pictures online, actually. Yeah. we don't have that kind of size for the booth. And also there wasn't that much planning beforehand. And also, there wouldn't be enough people who would stick around to like watch it. It was better to use the opportunity to introduce people to the company anyway. Yeah. Live meet and greet after the show would be cool. Yeah, like it would be like a recorded show, but then a live meet and greet, that'd be cool, yeah. Hold on guys, I kinda want a water flower, so maybe I'll mute for a bit. I'll mute and I'll type in the chat. Wait. Okay, I'm back. Thank you for the super chat earlier, Aliaga and Kunin Senpai. Arigato. There wasn't cutouts of any other gens this time. Mm. Just like not enough time. Hey, morning. Morning's in Iowa. Evening. Mm. Can't wait for the ducky. Mm. So that's it. Extra plane ticket for what? Oh, for the cutout? I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Hey. Yeah, maybe next time they can just sell the cutouts like at the convention. And then people who travel there by car or something can just bring it back in the car rather than having to arrange for shipping. Or they can get the foldable cutouts that are actually like shippable. I don't know. Well, it's a good learning experience too, because it's our first con, so it was hard to know what was like the right thing to do, whether or not something was right. Yeah. But now that we know, it's like next time we'll know for sure. Yeah. Carrying the cutout on the plane with you. Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks. Anywhere did those sell the extra merch online? They might do. I haven't heard anything. But they might do, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. First of many. Yeah, hopefully. Definitely, like, thinking about Anime Expo, but maybe. I know Reina really wants to appear in a more, like, smaller cons, too, so we'll see. The Lua Idol keychain was too cute. It was. Looks really cute, doesn't it? Yeah. Crunchyroll Expo? When is that, usually? The Crunchyroll one. I want all the merch. Yeah, hopefully, if they could put it up, that'd be nice. I told them they have extra scrolls. Birthday scrolls? Would you guys want the birthday scroll restocked? I asked if they can restock just the scroll. Because, you know, the scroll was previously in the all-in-one package only. And that sold out, right? But I asked if we had extra stock for the scrolls. Maybe they can make a separate a la carte purchase just for the scroll. Yeah, and management said okay, actually. So I'll just remind them once they're back in Japan. Yeah. Crunchyroll Expo usually around August. Oh, okay. I was hoping to get the scroll. Okay. Okay, well, it could be restocked, yeah. I'll ask. Looking forward to it. Anime Expo in July. Yeah. That's definitely something we're thinking about. It's not confirmed or anything. Should be fun. I really want another chance. Okay. Yeah. Hope they restock of those who didn't catch it. Yeah. Bring back the scroll. Suggest cons to management? You can, if you want to, like, email it to them. If you would like that. Kawaii merch, actually, guess. Yeah, they say that stuff that's basically not, like, limited can be restocked. So, if you ask, then I can actually ask them to restock stuff. Like, I can tell it, oh, fans say they want this one, or, like, whatever. Yeah. Let's hope you guys go there. Okay, that sounds good. They had Nine mouse pads? Yeah, I think they made extra or something like that. Yeah. I'll go again for sure. Ooh, nice. A lot of people go to Anime Expo. That's fun. Almost nothing is time limited, right? I mean, no reason to time limit it, I guess. Yeah. So on it. Everyone's merch was there. Yeah. I saw they had a scroll there in the picture. They had my birthday scroll there, but that wasn't for sale. That was just for decoration. I was like, oh, they have a scroll, but was that for sale or was it just for decoration? I guess it was just for decoration, huh? I didn't see that anybody could buy it. It was on sale. Oh, really? Oh. Consumer friendly. Oh. There was I oh, so the scroll at the convention was for sale. Wow. Put it back up for sale on the booth. Yeah, I think they will. I'm gonna ask them since they do have extras then. If the one at the convention was for sale, then it is an extra. Yeah. My mouse pad? Oh, I said to management, what if I get a What if I get a butt pad? A butt mouse pad. Hopping into the chat for a bit, have to put you back in the pocket. Okay, see you later. Yeah. It's so funny. It's like, what about a butt mouse pad? Actually, management said that, like, oh, you know, the people that we work with for making the merch is like a company of like really old people. So management is like calling, and then they don't take emails, right? So you have to call them to order the merch. And then so then management is like always like calling these like old Japanese guys and being like, can you make this mouse pad? But like it's a butt. And then they have to like explain it to them. And then they'll be like, huh? On the other side. Explaining them what they want to make. So embarrassing. Yeah, he has to describe it. Oh, ask them for the quote. Oh my God. Yeah, so maybe mine could be a butt one. How do they receive files? I have no idea. They just said that when they place the order, they have to call. Make it happen. Yeah, although I want the dakimakura for birthday, so they should be used to it by now. Those things are everywhere, but also at the same time not. I think Japan can be very like insular about like different parts of culture. Like some people can be completely not part of it at all. And other people are deep into it. So, you can definitely be in Japan and have never seen one of these products. Yeah. Ahead and behind at the same time. Exactly. It really depends on where you go and who you talk to. And honest to God, some places are like still in the 80s, so it's kind of interesting. Yeah. That could be the same for everywhere. That's true, that's true. Depending on where you go, right? Yeah. Paper files by mail. Yeah. When the time comes. Yeah. For birthday, né? Oh. The butt pad. I gotta let me look at some pictures of butt pads. Mouse pad. I gotta see what they look like. Oh my God, the first butt mouse pad that comes up is a corgi butt. Why are they all dogs? Wait, what? Okay, there's the Zhong Li one. Okay. Okay. Oh my God. What the heck? Whoa. 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 Oh my gosh. I haven't seen a single normal anime girl one. All of them are really weird. Oh my God. There's an Among Us butt pad. No. Oh my gosh. Oh, with the idol outfit? Ooh, maybe. Safe search must be on. Oh, maybe, yeah. Hold on. Oh, wait. Safe search. Wait, what? What is going on? What is with these results? Is safe search on? How do I turn it off if it is on? I don't think it's on. I don't usually have it on. Settings. No, it says show explicit results. So that should be right. Oh my God, a Pikachu mouse is so cute. Search in Japan, Japanese. Oh, okay. I searched in Japanese and finally there's like anime girl ones. Whoa, this is crazy. Okay, some of these look pretty good. Whoa. Oh, whoa. Whoa, this one looks really good. So maybe something like this. Dang. Looking at the related pictures now. Whoa. Okay, well. Well. Sounds interesting. Wish you could show us. Yeah, this one looks pretty good. Huh. Gonna find more good ones for reference. I'm gonna screenshot some of these maybe later for reference. 40K merch. 40K merch. Whoa, some of these are yabai. Okay. A zero lane mouse pad that causes silicone shortage? No. What is it? How do I search for it? A 2B butt pad on Etsy. You're gonna hop in and out? Okay, see ya. Reference? Yeah, inspiration. Or just like things I can send to management and be like, I want this. The triangle with stripes is popular for this. Yeah, indeed. It could be like a swimsuit one. That'd be nice. Yeah, a swimsuit one would be nice. Idol outfit in the design that is in the thumbnail right now. Onsen one? You can find it from searching that up. Azure Lane. Let me see. Mouse pad. Images. Silicone shortage. Let's see. Wait, isn't this really big? Wait. Isn't this like a really large mouse pad? It's huge. It caused a. Oh my God. Huh. Why is it so big? The one in the thumbnail, perfect. Yeah. The Azur Lane one was enormous. Yeah, it's so big. Where are you gonna put it? It's not a mouse pad. Yeah, it's a cushion for your head. You sleep on this thing. I understand. It looks like it's not for your wrist. Extra support. They have life-size Bubo mouse pad. What? But then. Well, wait, it's not practical for your mouse and your wrist. You mean you use mouse pads for things other than your mouse? How strange. What are you using your mouse pad for? Whose wrist is that big, huh? Maybe you have really large wrists. Yeah, some Halo's wrists need a lot of support. I saw a really large mouse pad. It had a lot of cushion, let's just say. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It holds your neck when you sleep. Got it. It works as a pillow, that's true. For intense gaming, okay. Life size would be hard to use, yeah. You could use it as a pillow, I guess. Or you could use it as a cushion. You could sit on it. Yeah, it would actually be a great floor cushion. Cheek to cheek. Boop to cheek. One for each cheek. Oh my God. Yeah. As a travel pillow, exactly. Perfect. We figured it out. Yeah, it'll be a stuffed toy for when you go to sleep. Lumbar support. Oh my God, put it as the cushion behind behind your back in the office. Oh my God, sussy lumbar support cushion. Someone lays on the desk for it. For a stomach. So a more expensive docky, yeah. That's funny. Okay, well. I'll probably stream tomorrow. Just thinking about just doing chatting tomorrow. Yeah, since I haven't streamed, I haven't like chatted with you guys much because I've been doing just the off call apps. So, you know, we need our one-on-one time. And also, But the off calls were really fun for the last 3 days. Any idea what time? Probably it's gonna be afternoon tomorrow. It has been a hot minute. Yeah. Morning or afternoon tomorrow? I don't know. Like, when I wake up and I eat and I drink my coffee and then I stream. I don't know exactly right now when that's gonna be. But I want to say... Actually, you know what? Let me check who's streaming tomorrow. I'll try to plan around it. If you don't have your waiting room up, then it's too bad. It's too bad. I pretend I do not see. Actually, the entire... Okay. Reyna's Donathon's at 9. Sava has karaoke at 1. And that's it for tomorrow's afternoon. So, okay. Sometime in the morning or afternoon then, in that case. I mean, I just caught up with the VODs. Thanks for watching the VODs. Might be able to make it? Okay. I mean, wake up early since I got there. Early-ish, but still, like, pretty tired until, like, noon. I'm tired again at 4. Happy that you have fun. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, maybe either if I'm early, then 11. But if I'm late, then 2 or 3, maybe. Depends. Yeah. Yeah, could be earlier. I don't know. Oh, thank you. Oh, you have tea? Oh, I could have bought you some tea. Okay.
I have so much tea.
Oh, you have so much tea? Okay, okay.
It's non-cap. It's peppermint.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, she made me tea. I wasn't sure what to get. Okay. I wanted to buy a gift, but I wasn't sure what to get. Earlier for West Coast piece. So then it. Yeah. Be on the lookout? Okay. Yeah. I haven't opened my computer yet. So I'll do that. I'll prep it when I wake up. Yeah. But I'll be on. Let me try it. Ooh, smells like peppermint. Well, I did order the food. Looking forward to being able to catch a stream live again, eh? Love again, that's fine too. Usha. Okay for any time. Okay. Good to know. Yeah, I understood. I understood the typo. Yeah. I also wanted to play Nekopara this week, but I'm not sure when. And I haven't seen Lou alive in a bit either. Oh. Yeah. It's like, time zones, yeah? Well, I'll be back next week, so. I'll be back to my usual time very soon. But, this week it would just be irregular. There's also Thanksgiving. Nicki Barnes and Nicole Paduans, yeah. And plus, I only have my USB mic with me right now, so I can't do like ASMR stuff. I guess I could turn up the sensitivity of the mic and do like scripts and stuff. Maybe. Maybe. Turkey? I have no idea, to be honest. No idea what I'm doing. Yeah. I could turn on the sensitivity of the mic and just like talk really, really close to it. Maybe. That's one thing I can do. Yeah. There could be like a soft singing thing as well. That could be good, nice. I'm thinking of like chill things to do this week. Yeah. Maybe. Those are on the table. A script about not having the right mic. Yeah, those are just some things. Maybe this week. Then. Yeah. And I'll be back next week already, so. I still have to work, to be honest. I told my boss, like, I'm not gonna be, like, off, so I didn't actually take the week off. So I still have to check on my, like, my work stuff during the day to see if they left me any messages for stuff to do, but. So then I'll work on those if there is, but if not, then. If not, then I'll just chill. Yeah. Can I be on the table? Don't knock things off the table. Hey. Hopefully I can catch some of them. My schedule is tailor-made for your usual stream times. But you're able to catch the 1 p.m. on weekends, despite that. I do the 1 p.m. and the 9 p.m. to kind of alternate, but I guess depends, huh? Work while on vacation is not technically a vacation. I only took, like, the days where I'm flying off, to be honest. Good work, thank you. Hopefully there won't be too much for you to do. Yeah, I don't think so. They said they're going to try to not have me do too much anyway, so. 11 a.m. in Japan right now. Squandit. My work is 3 to 11. I see. That's why, like, morning streams are good for you guys, huh? Yeah, I'm just getting sleepy. Morning EST streams. This time is nice. The 1 p.m. one. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'll be up that early. But, I'll see if I'm, you know, not really doing anything, then I can. Hell for us in the West Coast on the weekends. Yeah, I know. On the weekdays. Because it's like 4 a.m., isn't it? I'm away visiting family, so my schedule's all different as well. That makes sense. This week is interesting anyway. So I don't really expect, like, people to have their usual schedules. You've actually got me living a normal sleep schedule. That's nice. Always good to hear from you. Well, thank you. Morning streams are great for me. 1 p.m. JST on the weekends. Right. Those are good for you, right? I know. Yeah. Tomorrow don't need to be 1 p.m. Nothing's going on that early. That's true. What does that mean? But at least nothing's going on that early. What does that mean? What is the meaning of this message? Now that daylight saving is over, I woke up at 3 a.m. again for his dreams. Wow. Oh, it's crazy. It's like, well, I could stream later, but I guess I could. Everyone is asleep during those times. Yeah. 8 a.m. to 7 a.m. for me. I'm fine. Yeah, I guess it's just a bit late if I stream. Let's say when I stream at like 11, then I won't finish till at least 2 to 3 every day. And then usually I spend like an hour more just doing post-stream. Like, I'm like liking comments. I write on Twitter and then, you know, stuff like that. And then I have to brush my teeth after and whatever. And it gets quite late after. That's why I prefer to start a little early. Yeah. Hey. The cat's here. Yeah. Whatever works best for you. Thanks. It's cozy to wake up to your streams before work. What time is before work normally? It gives me something to do constantly at 7 a.m. Hi, cat. It went away. It's smelling my luggage. I tried to lightly poke it with my foot. And they left. My allergies all right? Actually, I've been okay. Yeah, I've been fine. Oh, coffee table was kind of far. Okay. Oh, wait. This is mine. Rolled the wheels over. Oh, really? I don't know. It's very interested in it, the luggage. Happy that I got to hear your voice live today. No, I wanted to do a Twitter space the last couple of days, but then I was always really tired, like, in the morning, at night. And then we have to prep for stream, and then we have to go eat and stuff, so, yeah. Usually 6 to 7 a.m. here. When I get to work from home, it's easier to catch them. So early. I don't know. I guess there's coffee in my bag. Wow, what does that mean? A big litter box? Your litter box. Oh, maybe I should get a cheap pedicure. Appreciate taking your time. Thank you. No worries. I want to be here chatting. I was like, I haven't been able to catch up with the burblings for a couple of days. Because I don't really do pre-stream, post-stream chats in the off-call apps. So, glad I'm able to do it here. And, you know, the Zoom ones, I also can't chat as well that much. So, yeah. They can sense the bird qualities, yeah. Yeah. Eat. Sure. Nice to do something different too. Yeah. But no, this isn't NYC. This is La La Land. Yeah. Just somewhere in limbo. Like seeing the girls. Yeah. It's really interesting. It's been a really interesting, fun weekend. Indeed. We got to try a lot of interesting restaurants with cool drinks too. Yeah, really interesting designs. Enjoyed that a lot. We go to brunch sometimes, and that was cute.
Still have the thigh gap? Yeah, I haven't been eating that much. Apple juice kind of drinks? Yeah, yeah. At brunch. Yeah. Nina is always immediately like, I want this apple juice. They also gave us like extra, what is it called? 11 drop ones to try. That was very nice. They were even like, you want more? And we're like, no, it's okay. Even though it was free. Yeah. I miss hearing you live, but definitely love seeing you three together having fun. Oh, thank you. Hopefully you can come catch a live soon. The hand cast view is chaotic fun. Wasn't I so good at Jenga? Seriously. So good at Jenga. My hands are so still. Always found the tile that would come out. It was looking very hopeless at the end there, but I found the tile that worked. Yeah. I really thought I was going to knock it over, but yeah, I found something. Whew. The Jenga training arc. When was that? The Jenga training arc happened over a couple of time skips, so we never saw it happen. Even I don't remember it. It was like in it was like the training arc in Horizon Zero Dawn, where she was a kid, and then a time skip happened, and she jumped across this ledge, and then she became an adult and fully trained. Yep. Trained in the montage, yes. Was the prayer from the burblings carrying? Yes, the prayer really really helped. Indeed. It wasn't even a montage, just a time skip. It was included in just one frame of the time skip. What was the rest of the frame? The rest of the frame was like the beach episode, the onsen episode. And then there was one training screenshot, like in a PowerPoint presentation. And then it says 15 years later. You come out. Oh God, I'm very sleepy. Valid forms of training, indeed. Indeed. You know, jogging on sand is very tough jogging, so yeah. And then it all came down to last night when I beat an angel and a demon in a game of Jenga, indeed. Black Page's backstory. Yeah, it's Burbicize. Exactly. Is Burbicize all time skips? Like, when you stop Burbicizing, the time just starts jumping everywhere. Express exercise.
Walking on sand is tiring. Indeed, that's training too. Yeah. Alright, I'm starting to get sleepy. Yeah, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe. If I sleep kind of early, then maybe I'll be able to wake up kind of early. I wish it was like that. What? More time skips. Yeah. Oh, hot sand is super hot. Yeah. It hurts the feet. I was up pretty late last night. Yeah, and I didn't sleep that much, I guess. We had to get out of the Airbnb, too. But yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be live. Thank you. Good night to you all. Thank you to those who got some merch and at NMAYC, and thank you to those who watched us online as well. And I'll see you tomorrow. We'll be back to normal scheduling next week, but this week it's going to be a little gorilla, but I'll see you soon, okay? All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.